Bottles all over the house. Sneaking drinks from my parents' small supply when I ran out. Rationing the number of bottles I threw away at the same time so the trash bags wouldn't clink. Refilling my parents' vodka and gin bottles with water. And so on. I had also resorted to videotaping my favorite reruns while I was watching them because I always blacked out before the ending. About this time, the TV movie My Name is Bill W. about the co-founder of AA was aired. Intrigued, I sat down with my whiskey and soda bottles to watch it. When Bill whipped out a flask in the car to bolster himself before a visit with his father-in-law, I heaved a sigh of relief. Oh, I'm not that bad, I thought to myself. I then proceeded to get drunk and to black out. I don't remember any more of the movie. My parents were at a total loss. I was going nowhere, and I was irritable and hostile. Since they had no experience with alcoholism, they had no idea what was wrong with me or what to do about it, and neither did I. I knew I drank too much and that my life was miserable, but I never made the connection between those two conditions. My parents made the only suggestion that then made sense to them. They offered to help me financially if I wanted to go back to school. Seeing no other way out, I jumped at the opportunity. I spent 2 years in graduate school 750 miles from home. I can honestly say I know why they call it a geographical cure. For about 9 months, I was able to cut my drinking down sharply. I still drank almost every day, but not to the point of my usual stupors,